the director of epilepsy surgery, I oversee both the adult and the pediatric epilepsy surgery. The pediatric epilepsy surgery program, of course, is a collaboration between myself and Dr. Jeffrey Greenfield, who's a pediatric neurosurgeon who specializes in epilepsy surgery. So as the director of epilepsy surgery, I'm involved in all the meetings. We have comprehensive epilepsy discussions about every single patient that we're even considering taking to surgery. We all sit down as a group, the pediatric epileptologists, the radiologists, neuropsychologists, neurophysiologists, even the nurse practitioners and social workers, and go over every detail of every case and decide, is this an appropriate patient for surgery? And what are the special considerations that we need to take into account, not only in whether they're a candidate for surgery, but also because they're a pediatric patient? While many people think that there's no cure for epilepsy, which is thought of as a chronic neurological condition, in fact, there is a cure, and there's been a cure for many years, and that cure is surgery. The issue is that not every patient with epilepsy is actually a candidate for surgery. So there's a subset of patients that are potentially curable. And those are patients that have their seizures coming from one localized area of the brain. And if we can find that area and remove it, then we can cure those patients, sometimes as high as 70, 80, or even 90%. When it comes to surgical therapy for epilepsy, really one of the key ideas or concepts is the idea of localization. How can we try to narrow down where it's coming from? And we really want to do that before we go in for surgery non-invasively. So there have been a number of tests that have been developed in the past 5, 10, 20 years that help us localize where seizures are coming from. So in addition to just doing an EEG, which we've been doing for many, many years, there are additional tests such as magnetoencephalography that looks at magnetic fields in the brain, SPECT scanning, which is a way of localizing where blood flow is in the brain using a radionucleotide that we inject through an IV and wait for someone to have a seizure. We can use PET scanning that looks at glucose metabolism. And we can even use functional MRI scan that looks at blood flow and oxygenation occurring when seizures occur. What I see coming down the line are new techniques that allow us to localize seizures. And one of them we're working on here at Cornell, New York Presbyterian Hospital, in our laboratory, which is to look at changes in blood flow and oxygenation much more sensitively, with much higher spatial and temporal resolution. And we've actually shown that when a seizure occurs, there are small areas in the brain where blood flow goes up and where oxygen goes down, and it can happen as early as 20 seconds before the seizure starts. So it may be a technique that allows us to predict where seizures are going to occur and to localize precisely where they're going to occur.